John Huss is the co-editor, along with David Werther, of Johnny Cash and Philosophy, The Burning Ring of Truth. In the book, 21 philosophers wax philosophical about the music of Johnny Cash, exploring such themes as artistic creativity and individual identity. Huss's essay is called Johnny Cash and Justice. The essay starts with an analysis of the Johnny Cash song, Jacob Green.
Jacob Green got busted for possession. Next morning early, he appeared in court. But he was sent to jail to wait to be tried at some later date. Next morning early, there came a sad report. At the jail, they took away his clothes to shame him and to make sure Jacob Green had no pride left. They cut off all his hair. Today they found him hanging there, afraid to face the day he killed himself. It happened yesterday, and if you turn your head away, somewhere in some dirty hole, the scene will be rerun. Not only Jacob Green, but many more you've never seen. It could be someone that you love gets done like Jacob Green got done. It could be someone that you love gets done like Jacob Green got done.
In this song, which was a B-side and it is not that well known and was actually recorded in a Swedish prison, the protagonist of the song is a fellow named Jacob Green, who is arrested on some sort of drug possession charge, and he's humiliated when his trial is delayed and he's sent back to lockup. He is humiliated. They cut off his hair, they take his clothes away, and he is so distraught that he hangs himself. And that's really the setup to what I think are some of the interesting issues that are raised in the song. Basically, what happens from that point forward is Jacob's father hires lawyers, there's an investigation, the sheriff, quote-unquote, retires, a couple of guards are fired, they repaint Jacob's cell, and basically there's this idea that there's some sort of justice in atoning for what had been done to somebody. But the deeper issue that Cash raises is that stuff really doesn't matter. Systemically, at its root, what is going on in the way that criminal suspects are treated, these are larger issues about how our social institutions, such as prisons, are set up. And he leaves that question open. And he also does something very interesting. And he says, and this is what he does a lot in many of his songs, it's not simply that this one particular individual was mistreated. There's a line in the song that says, could be someone that you love gets done like Jacob Green got done, which basically my interpretation of that would be when we are thinking about the fairness of our social institutions, we ought to be imagining not that some anonymous victim was treated unjustly, but it could have been us or someone whom we love. And that's how we should be thinking about it when we hear about such instances. And that's what should move us to change how things are done.
Do you think that Johnny Cash was trying to work out whether somebody like Jacob Green deserved what he got? You write a lot about what you call justice as dessert. And I guess that's an issue that comes up again and again in the Johnny Cash songs you talk about.
Well, I think there's a couple of issues there that I think are interesting. The first is that Johnny Cash was very much aware that the circumstances that people find themselves in often are thrust upon them. They're not entirely of their own making. They're not entirely, an individual's not, often is not personally fully responsible for the causal conditions that brought about some state of affairs that they're being blamed for. So, and the other side of it, though, is that many of the prisoners and even suspects that Cash writes about did commit the crime that they were accused of. He doesn't have a lot in there in his songs about falsely accused and falsely imprisoned people. There is a strong sense, actually, that Johnny Cash believed that most of the prisoners about whom he wrote had done wrong and were serving their time and knew that they had done wrong, and they just had a longing, like in Folsom Prison Blues, the prisoner in that song, you know, just longs to be free. So there are these two sides. To some extent, there are these wider societal circumstances that put someone in a bad position. In Jacob Green's case, maybe it's how he looked got him singled out. But by the same token, presumably he was in possession of drugs and in violation of the law. So there's this sort of conflict between individual responsibility and culpability for wrongdoing, and the fact that larger forces outside one's control put one in certain kinds of circumstances. And Johnny Cash, I think, was constantly trying to work out the moral dynamics of these two opposing forces that result in, you know, someone being found guilty or at least being suspected of wrongdoing.
Yeah. So what do you think we learn about justice from listening to Johnny Cash?
Well, I think that one thing we learn about it is not really cut and dried exactly what justice is. I think Johnny Cash was very good at spotting injustices where he saw them, but he was also very, very good at painting a nuanced picture of moral scenarios that were complex and were not so simple and black and white matters. He showed us that there's a lot to think about in just the predicaments that many people find themselves in. His whole moral vision is very much fraught with uncertainty and searching. And I think if I were to derive a single lesson from this aspect of Johnny Cash's songwriting, it would be something like, don't judge so quickly. Matters are often complex. What we need to do is we need to have some compassion for people who are in a compromised moral situation, imagine ourselves in their situation, and think about the issue from a more systematic viewpoint than just the plight of one particular individual.
It happened yesterday, and if you turn your head away, somewhere in some dirty hole, the scene will be rerun. Not only Jacob Green, but many more you've never seen. It could be someone that you love gets done like Jacob Green got done. It could be someone that you love gets done like Jacob Green got done.
The Man in Black, Johnny Cash, with a song called Jacob Green. John Huss is the author of the essay Johnny Cash and Justice. It's featured in Johnny Cash and Philosophy, The Burning Ring of Truth. Huss co-edited the book with David Werther. John Huss also performs with the John Huss Moderate Combo. You can find a link to the combo's website on our website, ttbook.org.